This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I recently found out that you can see a personal dietitian covered by insurance. There's this platform called Nourish that will match you with a dietitian based on whatever your concerns are. Whether that's weight loss, eating disorders, autoimmune conditions, or something else. They're actually a network with major insurance providers, so most patients pay $0 out of pocket. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
All right, 6:48, quickly to Mike Pearlstein, WWL TV Channel 4. Talk about the Bratton Report. Mike, how you doing?
Good morning, Tommy. How are you?
I'm all right. 44 pages, no time to discuss all of that. What jumped out to you in this report?
Well, of course, immediately the recommendation to turn the first 8 blocks of Bourbon Street into a pedestrian mall, permanent pedestrian mall. That is certainly going to generate some debate and discussion. We've seen it in some of the community meetings that business owners, residents, and others are going to push back on that. But it will be interesting to see how it plays out. Obviously, this report is, it's just recommendations. Doesn't necessarily mean the city is automatically going to adopt, many of the proposals. But that one is going to be a flashpoint.
I know I'm seeing stories here from The Advocate 2017. Landrieu administration wanted to bar vehicles for most of Bourbon Street. LaToya Cantrell wants to turn the French Quarter, other areas into pedestrian-only zones. That was 2020. Before the terrorist attack, it did happen on January 1st. Does the equation change at all, or are the same, even though there was this horrific event on January 1st, are there going to be the same opposition, I guess, as there was in 2017 and 2020?
Yeah, we've gotten kind of an early signal with a couple of the community meetings. One in the French Quarter was packed house, standing room only. So there will certainly be a lot of voices that need to be heard here. One thing that comes to mind is the fact that this proposal is 8 blocks, a little further than even what was restricted during, Super Bowl. And then after that, the full carnival leading up to Mardi Gras. But for those who ventured into the quarter and saw all the barricades and the checkpoints, during the course of Carnival, that's what's, being proposed here. Obviously, the details being left up to the city and the NOPD in particular. But look for some, pretty dramatic changes, and that's just the top of the list. The report includes a whole bunch of, other recommendations to some longstanding, practices and policies, like the NOPD deploys officers on parade routes, for example, in small clusters for, strength and backup. And the report says, don't do that. And the report repeatedly hits the NOPD for being understaffed in a variety of ways, that being one of them. So the recommendation is to take those officers, sort of like, take 2-man cars and split them up into 1-man cars to spread your visibility and footprint. We'll see if that happens. But the report recommends a single officer on a block rather than clusters of officers.
But yet, it doesn't NOPD say, and isn't it necessarily the opinion of law enforcement that NOPD does a great job when it comes to Mardi Gras, the way they handle it?
Oh, no doubt. And the fact that, the NOPD is, the lead agency for this massive open street celebration year in and year out. They have it down to a science. Other cities do, you know, study the New Orleans playbook on that. However, the terrorist attack changed everything. It pointed out the vulnerabilities. And in light of that, I guess, you know, the obvious question is, okay, what are the holes? How can they be plugged? And this is what this 43-page report does. And some of these, I think, will be pretty non-controversial and pretty obvious. For example, trash cans, don't put them on the route. That could easily, you know, be a hiding place for an IED or bomb. Move portalettes off of the route, away from crowds. I think some of those things would, you know, be pretty easily implemented. Other things are going to be tough to not impossible, which is the repeated point that the NOPD is woefully understaffed and it barely has an intelligence unit to maybe, you know, act ahead of threats to neutralize them. So it will be interesting to see how this is digested once it finally gets, you know, kind of wide public dissemination, starting with, you know, the city council will be sure to have some kind of, you know, hearings regarding the pretty long list of proposals and recommendations.
So real quick, one thing, I didn't have a chance to read the entire report, but did it mention the fact that state law allows people to carry guns concealed in the French Quarter?
You know, it did not go into that. I think that's just the contours of, you know, how you have to patrol your major events. They deal with the primarily, you know, the threat similar to the terrorist attack or other people who would do harm. And, you know, the underlying, I guess, theme of the whole thing is where people gather in large groups. And we see that all along parade routes and all the way from, say, not just Bourbon, Jackson Square, Frenchman. And this report addresses that, you know, if the New Orleans wants to seal up the holes it has in security, it has to, you know, pay attention to those other vulnerable spots, and some quite historic. If you look at Jackson Square with St. Louis Cathedral and the Cabildo, if you want to take away the risk, and that is also, you know, what I guess is the balance in this report is, if the city is willing to absorb, you know, some risk, then you don't have to, you know, put up, say, barricades along Jackson Square. We've seen that the city has erred on the side of caution, and now go to Jackson Square. You will see, you know, the archer-type barricades, you know, all along the perimeter preventing vehicles from entering. So a lot of these measures have already been taken.
Thank you, Mike. I appreciate it. I hope you can come back and discuss more of it when we have more time. 6:55. We'll talk about it more later on this morning as we discuss it with Aaron Holmes, Executive Director of the Vieucouré Property Owners, Residents, and Associates. That's at 8:15. Right now, traffic, WWL.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sophie. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.